From CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. California has a new state park. It's called Dos Rios, and it's located west of Modesto, between Highway 99 and Interstate 5. Dos Rios is the 281st state park, and the first to be dedicated in a decade. But aside from that, Dos Rios is one of only a handful of state parks and recreation areas in the Central Valley, a region that doesn't have many options in the immediate area. If you live in Modesto or Stockton, you usually have to drive a big drive, a significant one, if you want to visit a state park. Dos Rios is now just a short drive away. Yesterday on Earth Day, Governor Newsom officially dedicated Dos Rios to the state park system as a unique space that provides a natural spot for migrating birds and lots to take in for outdoor lovers. It officially opens to the public on June 12th. Joining us now about this new jewel of the Central Valley is Armando Quintero, director of the California State Park System. Welcome to Insight. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ms. Gonzalez. It's so good to be with you.
So for our listeners who may not be familiar with this exact area, can you describe exactly where Dos Rios is?
Sure. If you're driving south on Highway 99 and you're passing Modesto and look off to your right, you'll see acres and acres of ag land. And if you're driving south on Highway 5 and look to your left, you'll see acres and acres and miles of ag land. And Dos Rios is right out in the middle of that. And it is where the Tuolumne River, which originates in Yosemite, and the San Joaquin River meet. It's only about 15 minutes west of Modesto on Highway 32.
I imagine that's where the name Dos Rios came from, two rivers.
Precisely. That's exactly right.
You know, I also heard the name Dos Rios Ranch. Is that the proper name or is it just Dos Rios?
That's a great question. It does not, this new unit does not have a proper name yet. It was a ranch, and 11 years ago, River Partners, a nonprofit group, purchased it from the Lyons ranch family. And what they've actually done is restored the landscape of this 1,600-acre area back to native vegetation. And so in a way, what this park will be is a return of a lush Central Valley natural landscape where for the last 100 years it has been ranched. And anyway, that's what it is.
Yeah, I read that this is the largest public-private floodplain restoration project in California to essentially restore that habitat for threatened and endangered wildlife at the Tuolumne and San Joaquin Rivers. So this seems like it's a significant deal among, you know, more than 200 state parks that already exist in the state.
It really is. And in this time of the need to find new places to store water, a floodplain actually means that what that does in this case is when we have heavy rains like we've had the last few years and the waters and the landscapes flood in areas like this, it actually recharges groundwater. So this is a park where not only will there be recreation, but it'll actually be adding to the water supply that California so sorely needs.
Given that it's been a decade since we've had a state park, what goes into finding and designating a state park?
It's a great question. We're always looking for opportunities for new parks and additional lands that we can add to parks. And there's an ongoing list where the priorities shift. When the governor asks that we look for the next park to nominate, we sent a team out into the Central Valley where they located a number of areas. And what we were looking for in this instance was a place that would serve a Central Valley community. Because when you look at state parks or a map of state parks of California, it's like a necklace around the state. It's all along the coast and then up around the base of the mountains to the north and to the south. But the Central Valley, which has such a huge population of Californians and a population of Californians that really serve the rest of the world with all of the agricultural work there, really doesn't have a lot of parks. And so that's where we looked. And we identified a number of areas, but Dos Rios rose to the top in terms of being the new park that could offer water activities and shade in times of heat events. So it was just an amazing combination of opportunity.
I looked at that map that you just touched upon, and right, that necklace of state parks around California. And California has some of the most diverse landscape, you know, in the country, if not even outside of the country as well. And when I looked at that Central District region, I really saw Calaveras Big Tree State Park, which I have been to. But as you say, there's not really much else. This is also a unique area in terms of landscape. You know, what is special about the Central Valley?
So, you know, the wetlands of California, what this really is a, we're going to see a return of an ancient landscape in California where it really looks like the savannas of Africa, you know, where you have millions of birds during the migrating season. We're already seeing beaver and river otters returning to this area, and native species are starting to return without anybody having to reintroduce them to the area. Deer have shown up, and there's of course raccoons and fox and all kinds of creatures that are already returning. But I think what this really will give all of us is an opportunity to walk into a time of the California Central Valley from 200 years ago, and it is really a different world. And so I'm thrilled about the future for Californians.
What did the state have to do? What goes into acquiring the land? Was funding needed?
It's a great question. The River Partners actually were able to get 19 investors 11 years ago to purchase the property from the ranching family. And over the last 11 years, River Partners has been doing all of this restoration work. And when I approached them and said, hey, we'd be interested in making a state park out of this, how much would it cost us? They said, we'll give it to you.
That's nice. Free is nice.
Well, give it to the state of California. Well, they'd already raised a lot of money from philanthropists and from various government grants and had done all of the work. And so what this really offered was the opportunity for state parks to already begin to put in the improvements for visitor amenities. And so it really is a it's really a jump start that you don't usually see with a park.
So this big moment happened yesterday. The governor on Earth Day went out to Dos Rios and officially designated it within the state park system. But it officially opens to the public on June 12th. What happens between now and June 12th?
We continue to work on basic services that will be available for the public. And when the park first opens, people will be able to do some hiking. There's shade structures, and we have restrooms and things like this. And it's a time when we'll be able to orient people to the area. But we're about to start a public planning process where we're going to be inviting the public to come in and take a look and say to the public, what would you like to do with this? Because that's how parks are actually created. It's through public engagement. And so we're going to be inviting, we're going to be holding meetings and various workshops to see how we plan out the future of this park.
Would people, once they actually can go to Dos Rios, will they need a reservation?
Not initially. And we're, you know, all of that will be rolled out in the coming months in terms of information of A, how to get there, and B, what it will take to get in, if anything. And the parking areas have already been developed. So it's all we're already ready for the public to arrive, but we just want to do some more work to actually make it a really safe, a safe visit for visitors, because there's a lot of work that we had to do since there's actually two rivers and a large pond or small lake. There's something actually called a bow tie there, which is when rivers curve in their normal life, what happens every now and again, those curves end up being so sharp that they meet each other and then pinch off a part of the river, and that will become a small lake. So it also, you know, includes a small lake where people can fish and things like that.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with Armando Quintero, the director of the California State Park System, about the dedication of their newest park, Dos Rios, which is located in Stanislaus County, just west of Modesto. How did you become connected to the state park system, and really where your love of the outdoors, where did it come from?
As a child, we did not go to parks. I'm the oldest of eight kids, but I like to do artwork. And it was drawing birds and things like that that led me to an interest in nature. I ended up becoming a national park ranger in 1976. and worked with National Parks for 22 years and ended up teaching and doing other activities after that while I actually was a home dad with my two daughters, who were 3 and 5 when we started that adventure. And I ended up working at the University of California, Merced, in the Valley for 12 years. I was executive director of the Sierra Nevada Research Institute, and I also got involved with water. I was on the local water board where I lived in Marin, where I live in Marin County, and Governor Brown appointed me to the California Water Commission as well. So I got really connected to the world of California in the world of parks, public lands, and water. And in 2020, I received a call from the governor here, governor's office, and they appointed me as director of state parks. And it is a dream that I never thought I would realize.
Often our experience or our love for the outdoors, I mean, a lot of it has to do with proximity. And when you touch upon, you know, equitable accessibility for everyone, that has been shifting and that's become a larger part of the conversation in recent years, whether from the National Park Service or with Dos Rios now with the California State Park System. You also have an initiative called Outdoor Access for All. How does that fit into getting more people exposed to the outdoors in an equitable way that's reasonable for everyone? Because it can be costly.
Absolutely. A few years ago, we initiated 3 pass programs. So you can go to any public library and with your library card, check out a pass. It'll get you into a park for free. Anybody who receives Department of Social Services support is also eligible for a free pass. And we also have a 4th grade adventure pass, which is very similar and free. We're doing that, but we're also getting information out on how to access not only the state parks in your area, but state parks as a department has invested billions of dollars in California communities who are park poor to build local parks for them. So it's actually state parks through the legislature and the governor and through bond initiatives. We have built, as a department, have built playgrounds, recreation centers, and all kinds of facilities. We're trying to get the word out on that so people realize that it may be that you have an investment in your own town that connects you to the giant sequoias and the coast of California. And it is all yours. And what I like to think of is that I really want Californians, when they think of a state park, to think to themselves, this is where I live. Where these things are, this is also where I live. And so there's a bit of, you know, I'd like to see a sense of ownership in people's hearts and minds, and also the physical access, and all that together will make a big difference.
Director Quintero, thank you so much for the time.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
That is California State Parks Director Armando Quintero talking about the newest state park, Dos Rios, which is located in Stanislaus County, just outside of Modesto. It officially opens to the public on June 12th, which is also State Parks Week. We have more information on our Insight page. Up next, the Supreme Court heard arguments on what some are calling the most important case about homelessness in decades. We'll break down the case. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio, where facts matter and stories inspire. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.